弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我想我们这些日子都很深的经历神的同在和他的祝福。
These days we have truly experienced God's presence and His blessings.
昨天见证的时候，有弟兄说世界上的快乐常常只有一天啊。
Yesterday at the testimony meeting, a brother says the worldly pleasures will pass by just one day.
可是我们今天会前唱的诗歌说到他是我们无穷喜乐的原因。
Yeah, the song we just sang today, that he is the reason of our everlasting joy.
然后年日展开不改，神永远是我们心中最大的喜乐。
And God is always our greatest joy.
所以我们感谢神，主的同在，主是我们的中心，是我们这一生蒙福的秘诀。
And God is our center and the reason of the blessing for a lifetime.
前两天念慈姐妹问我说，今天早晨有没有特别的诗歌我要唱？我就想到荣美之地的第四节。
And the other day, Sister Nancy asked me if there's any song I wanted to sing, and I remember the song the Beulah Land that we just sang.
时间关系，我只念头两句给大家听。我今世故神圣作为。默念何等甘甜，我见道路都经计划，因闻他恩言。
I will just read to you the first two sentences of stanza four. Viewing here the works of God, I sink into contemplation. Hearing now His blessed voice, I see the way is planned.
在过去四年里面，我不知道有多少次，不管我个人散步、灵修、坐在主面前、跪在主面前。
Numerous times in the past 4 years, whether I'm alone walking around or sitting before the Lord.
当我每一次低头思想神在我们中间的工作和他向着我们纯正的意念。
Every time I contemplate on His good and perfect will toward us.
我很自然的我的眼泪就下来。
Naturally, I will be in my tears.
因为我们真的觉得在主的面前我们不配神这样子的工作和施恩在我们身上。
We feel so unworthy that God would work and bless us like this.
我不是为了外面的这个场地的美好觉得不配。
I'm not just feeling unworthy of this beautiful facility only.
我是为了神居然肯工作在我们这样子卑贱这样子微小的人身上，他亲自做工，这件事情让我里面敬拜他。
But I fear God and worship Him for His willingness to work in holy and lowly people like us.
而且这一路走过来，很多的地方显明我们在主面前的贫穷、我们的不够和亏欠。
Throughout this process, we are often exposed of our lackings and our shortcomings.
可是神从来没有丢弃我们。
But God will never forsake us.
这么有耐心的等待我们。
He's patiently waiting for us.
而且他这么信实的施恩帮助我们。
And He faithfully bless and help us.
我想过去这几年里面，我们常常在我们里面印象最深刻的就是每一次在关键的点上或是最大的艰难上，神应时赐下话语来。
We all remember that at critical moments, He always give us His words.
让我们能够很清楚地知道每一站都是神亲自在带领我们。
So that we can be sure that He leads us every single step.
刚刚 Melody 姊妹读诗篇三十三篇的时候，
Sister Melody just read to us Psalm 33.
我翻开来就看见我旁边自己写的 note.
As I opened up, I saw the note I had.
大家还记得我们去年2月14号这个情人节那天第一次公听我们没有过，对不对？
Remember that last year on Valentine's Day, we did not get the CUP approval on Valentine's Day. That was our first public hearing.
然后那个礼拜天早晨我讲了一篇信息，还记得吗？
Do you remember the Sunday message that I shared?
要真实，
Be true.
要智慧，
Be wise.
要勇敢。
And be brave, courageous.
我刚刚问说大家还记得吗？我哥哥笑了一下，因为一般传道人都知道我们的讲台弟兄姊妹记不过一个礼拜的。
And then my brother was laughing at me, thinking how can I expect you to remember it for a year?
但是那一天晚上我回家读经的时候，
But that night when I went back to read the Bible,
神借着诗篇三十三篇
Through Psalm 33,
第九节到十一节再一次坚固我的信心。
Verses 9 through 11, God strengthened my faith.
我再念一遍哈，刚才Melody 念到第九节，因他说有就有，命立就立。
Sister Melody just read verse 9, for he spoke and it came to be, he commanded and all stood firm.
底下的两节就是我接下来的祷告会跟弟兄姊妹继续分享的。耶和华使列国的筹算归于无有，使众民的思念无有功效。耶和华的筹算永远立定。他心中的思念万代长存。
I read to you verse 10 to 11. The Lord foils the plans of nations and thwarts the purposes of peoples. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purpose of his heart through all generations.
在场2月14号在的请举手好不好？
Please raise your hand if you were at the first public hearing on Valentine's Day last year.
几乎不到一半哈，一半哈。
Maybe about half of
us. 我相信我们那天晚上我们都摸着了一个仇敌的权势，可以按着权势，大家记得哈。
I'm sure that day we could sense a very strong power of the enemy.
我们发现仇敌居然可以用这么诡诈的方法，然后能够用任何的人起来要来 against 神在我们身上的计划和指引。
We discovered that the enemy can use such an absurd scheme to thwart the plan of God.
但是神那天晚上再一次安慰我说，列国的筹算在他的眼中是无有的。
But yet that night, God encouraged and comforted me.
众民的思念无有功效，不管他们怎么样子设计要来拦阻，神要叫他们 invent 白做的。
The world foils the plans of the nations, and He thwarts the purposes of the people.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我觉得这一路上神真的就是这么信实。
All this way, God proved to us to be so faithful.
啊，昨天早晨我们在这里献堂。
Yesterday we dedicated this sanctuary.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道昨天大家的最大的感受是什么。
I don't know what your feelings and thoughts were yesterday.
我觉得昨天早晨我最大的感受就是主的同在。
I felt very strongly yesterday morning the presence of God.
会后好几个弟兄姊妹跟我们讲，从外来的弟兄姊妹跟我们讲，他们说他们这么强烈的觉得神的同在。
Afterwards, many brothers and sisters and guests told me they could sense God's presence here.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们里面在神面前最大的蒙恩。
And that is our greatest blessing.
那我希望我们这一辈子都不要忘记这件事情。
Let's never forget that.
什么时候我们的聚集只是因为人多了 ，program 更好了，或是我们被别人更大的夸奖了，弟兄姊妹，但是神的同在不在的话，我们都要披麻蒙灰。
Without God's presence, even men's best praises or our best activities or programs should still grieve us.
基督必须永远是我们的中心。
Christ has to be our center forever.
是我们的内容。
And our, the meeting of our conference.
是我们的题目。
And our subject and theme.
是我们每一次聚会的目的啊。
And also the purpose of every meeting.
对，弟兄姊妹，以后主日来，不要只是习惯性的来到教会，要预备好要来朝见神。
Do not come on Sunday as a habit, but prepare yourselves to meet God.
虽然我们生活里面常常自己可以跟神交通，享受神的同在。
It's true that we can have personal fellowship and communion with God in our private life.
但是当神儿女们奉主的名在教会的地位上一起聚集的时候，神有特别的祝福要赐给教会。
But as children of God gather together as a church, God has prepared a special blessing for the church.
贵重的膏油、黑门的甘露都要临到神的儿女们身上啊。
Precious oil and the dew of Hermon will come upon children of God.
所以我们讲民数记的时候，讲整个民数记的中心在讲 Jesus only, Jesus ever, 唯有耶稣，永远是耶稣。
The theme of the book of Numbers is always Jesus only and Jesus ever.
他们在旷野里面每一路、每一个站都不是平白走的，是圣灵云柱火柱按着站带领他们。
They did not walk through the desert step by step randomly. They were led by the pillar of fire and clouds.
真的是所有的道路都经过计划，是神的美意在带领我们啊。
We can see all the path is planned by God's perfect will.
而且民数记第二章第二节告诉我们，他们每到新的一站，他们立刻对着会幕安营。
Numbers chapter 2 verse 2 tells us everywhere they stopped, they always encamped.Toward the tabernacle.
讲到基督永远是我们的中心。
Christ is always our center.
不管你现在是小学生、中学生、高中生、大学生、研究所、结婚、做事、当爷爷、当奶奶，弟兄姊妹，人生任何的阶段， Jesus must be the center of our life.
Whether you are young or old, students, professionals, whatever you are, Jesus forever will be our center.
而民数记三十三章第五节告诉我们，神数点百姓的脚步。
And Numbers chapter 33 verse 5 says God numbers our steps.
一再重复一句话，他们从什么地方起行，安营在什么地方。
Because God keeps a record of where they took off and where they stopped.
这告诉我们，地上任何人生的阶段都不是我们的终点，基督才是我们的终点。
Any stop, any stage of our life is not our goal, but only Christ.
神永远是我们的终点。
God is always our goal and our end.
我们没有时间去解经，但是你发现很稀奇的一件事情。
But one thing is very marvelous.
神百姓在旷野走路，好像我们天路历程。
The path that Israelites tread in the desert is like our heavenly path.
他们经过42站进了迦南。
They went through 42 stops before they entered into Canaan.
马太福音第一章讲到经过42代 引进的基督的诞生。
In the book of Matthew, after 42 generations, Christ was born.
弟兄姊妹，不管在生命的这个延续上，不管在我们属天的脚步上，所有的方向都是引向基督。
Whether it's the stops in the desert or the generation genealogy, everything is pointed toward Christ.
我们真的希望在主的面前，我们一辈子都享受宝贝主的同在。
I hope that forever we will cherish the presence of God.
基督是中心。
Christ is the center.
永远是中心。
Forever the center.
阿们。
Amen.
真的阿们。弟兄姊妹，上我求求你们，我们真的在主的面前不要忘记这件事情。
Please do not forget about it.
我昨天更感恩，我昨天第二件感恩的事情。
Second thing I was thankful yesterday.
我觉得弟兄姊妹不光在主的面前尽心竭力，最近几天很多人都到半夜才回家。
Many brothers and sisters have tried and worked so hard. Some stay until midnight many days.
而让我心里面很安慰的一件事情是，大家各站其位，各尽其职。
And everyone took their position and worked diligent and faithfully.
你看，我们交给去布置场地的，他们把场地布置的让我们不需要 worry.
And then the team that was responsible to decorate, and they did such a job.
准备饭食的，饭食多到吃不完啊，真的是这么好。
And the food service group prepared so much that we could not even finish.
维修的、整洁的、音响的、各方面的服侍弟兄姊妹，还有 worship， 大家就是各站其位，各尽其职。
The cleaning team, the sound team, videos, the worship, everyone, took position and worked diligently.
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
真的感谢主。我真的希望我们的教会绝对不是少数人在那里带领，而是全教会在主面前都活。
I hope that our church does not operate on few leaders alone, but every single member of the congregation.
这是一个健康的身体。
And that is a healthy body.
那第三件事情，我就是看见弟兄姊妹，这个我们因为在这里所做的见证哈，真的是让神得到荣耀。
The third thing I was thankful is that our testimonies really glorify God.
昨天不光自己弟兄姊妹跟我讲，有很多外面来的弟兄姊妹跟我们说哈。
Brothers and sisters from within our church or guests all told me.
他说我们很感动的一件事情，就是你们把一切的荣耀归给神。
What really touched me is that you gave all the glory to God.
他说让我们参加过这么多的这个现堂聚会，就发现你们的现堂聚会是真的是在这里把注意力都放在主的身上。
Many have gone to many dedication ceremonies, but ours really gave all the glory to God.
弟兄姊妹，昨天晚上邦彦弟兄交通到这个圣何塞 construction 的老板所谓的他什么叫什么粗暴的言行，抱歉言语啊因为他曾经两次威胁我们再不付钱要停工的。
Last night, Brother Ben Ma shared with us that yesterday at lunchtime, the owner of San Jose Construction Company apologized to Brother Ben and Brother Wayne for their rude and offensive language.
因为昨天我跟 Chess 的弟兄在跟他讲话的时候，我也特别跟这个老板讲，我说以后你不要再担心我们付不出钱来啊。
Because twice they threatened to stop the construction work, fearing we could not make the payment. But yesterday I told them, don't be afraid anymore.
我说你就算对我们没有信心，对他永远要有信心。
It's okay that you don't have faith in us, but you should have faith in God.
他马上很不好意思，他说我对神会永远有信心。
He was very embarrassed. He says, oh, I will always have faith in God.
他把责任丢给 Sam, 他说 Sam 比较紧张，他说我不紧张。
And then he blamed on Sam. Sam is worried. I'm not nervous.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神哈。
Thank God.
我们今天在这里感谢。我知道在座很多弟兄姊妹，还有网络上的各地，我们知道不知道的弟兄姊妹，多少连日为这个地方祷告。
I know many brothers and sisters here and also online, those we have never met.Pray for this for many, many years.
请你们再记得，不是为了我们有一个好的场地祷告，而是为了神的旨意成就祷告。
Remember, we never just pray for a good facility, but for God's will to be fulfilled.
这里面一瓦一砖都是弟兄姊妹的爱，本地的、外地的、知道的、不知道的。
Every single brick are all made up.By the love of brothers and sisters here and from abroad.
有很多不在我们中间的弟兄姊妹会最近新来的，你知道吗？在这个墙壁的里面，那些钢柱上好多弟兄姊妹名字都签上去了哈。
For the newcomers and new brothers and sisters, you know that many signatures are put on the cave frame behind the walls here.
所有有为我们奉献的各地的弟兄姊妹，我们很多弟兄姊妹都上去帮他们签上名字啊。
And we also put the names of brothers and sisters who have helped us. but they're not here with us.
Yeah, 二哥嫂，你们名字也在里面。
And even brother you.
啊，我们感谢神，弟兄姊妹，我们希望这是一个可纪念的一段经历。
We hope we will always remember this memory.
但是请大家记得。
But please remember.
不管旷野四十二站，他经历的性质是什么
？Whatever for those 42 stops mean.
他永远不是我们的。终结，它永远不是我们最终的标杆。
They're never our goal or end.
神永远呼召我们从什么地方起行，往什么地方去。
Because God always calls us to leave and start another.
直到我们进到基督里面，在基督里面享受完全的安息，承受神一切的丰富。
Until we enter into Christ to enjoy all the abundant inheritance and perfect rest.
你去读出埃及记十五章，以色列百姓到了以琳。有十二股活泉，七十棵棕树。
If you read Exodus chapter 15, when the Israelites reach Elim, where they have 12 springs and 70 palm trees.
那是他们在旷野里面经过这么样子的干渴疲倦，终于来到一个这么好的地方。
After a long and weary journey, this is the best place they encounter in a long time.
我相信他们一定跟彼得、跟雅各、跟约翰、跟主耶稣讲的话一样，在这里真好，不要再带我们走了。
I'm sure they probably say the same as Peter, James, and John said. This is a nice place. Let's stay here.
七十棵棕树，十二股活泉。哎呀，在旷野里面真的是荒漠甘泉啊，宝贝啊。
12 springs and 70 palm trees. They're just like heaven in the desert.
圣经用一句话形容这地的丰富。
But the scripture used one sentence to describe the abundance of that place.
接着出埃及记十六章第一节就用一句话讲到以色列全百姓来跟随这个云柱火柱起行。
And then the following chapter 16, first verse says the entire congregation, the Israelites, left the place.
他们跟着云柱火柱又从以琳起行。
They took off from this place following the cloud, the pillar of cloud and fire.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们在主面前的心智，永远不能停止成长。
And that is our desire in Christ. We will never stop growing.
什么时候我们停止成长，我们就应该停止侍奉。
Whenever we stop growing, we should stop our service.
什么时候我们停止侍奉，其实我们就停止了成长。
Whenever we stop service, we stop growing.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神给我们这样子的机会，我们有这么多的未得之地。
We thank God for giving us a chance. We still have much land to be possessed.
我们的生命上、恩赐上、我们的使命上，我们有太多的亏欠。感谢神。
We have many areas to grow in our commissions, in our gifts, and our life growth.
让我们一路上往前去啊
！Let's continue to move forward.
今天早晨呢，我跟弟兄姊妹念一段的圣经，虽然我们很熟，但是它很有意义。
I'll read you a passage that we are very familiar and very meaningful.
撒迦利亚书第四章第六节后半到第十节。
A book of Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, the second part of verse 6.
那没有带圣经的，我们有打出来。万军之耶和华说，我们中文的念中文，英文的念英文，好不好？万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，方能成事。大山啊，你算了什么呢？在所罗巴伯面前，你必成为平地。他必搬出一块石头，安在殿顶上。人且大声欢呼说：愿恩惠恩惠归于这殿。耶和华的话又临到我说：所罗巴伯的手立了这殿的根基，他的手也必完成这功。你就知道万军之耶和华差遣我到你们这里来了。谁藐视这日的事为小呢？这七眼乃是耶和华的眼睛，遍察全地，见所罗巴伯手拿线砣就欢喜。啊，弟兄姊妹，这段的圣经有在历史上的意义啊。因为神百姓归回重建圣殿的时候，他们碰到困难。
There's a special meaning of historical meaning for this passage.
但是神在他们艰难的时候赐下应许。
But why in their difficulties, God gave them a promise.
给他们很大的安慰。
And then greatly comforted them.
那么这句话我们也可以应用在从大、中、小三个角度来应用它。
So there are some applications for this passage.
大的话讲到我们主耶稣基督这位伟大的所罗巴伯，他在这里为着神永远的旨意做一件伟大的建造。
In a grand scale, that this high priest Zerubbabel refers to our Christ Jesus. who has done a great work.
他在这里建造他的教会，在这里建造那座荣耀的圣城新耶路撒冷。
He established his church and the glorious city New Jerusalem.
中 scale 这个 medium scale 的这个应用呢，是讲到不管是当世代的，或是在我们 local 一个团体、一个教会里面神的建造。
And then in the medium scale application refers to a local church build up.
当然更小的是讲到我们个人神在我们身上的建造。
And then the smaller scale refers to God's
building up in our individuals. 不管有多少
困难，
神应许了必定成就。
But whatever the difficulty is, when God promised, He will fulfill.
然后我们考考我们的同工们，你们记不记得这段经文什么时候主特别给我们？
I will ask my co-workers, do you remember when the Lord gave us this promise?
2004年，当神给我们应许之后，我们经过了好几个月的困难，因为 seller 已经不愿意卖给我们了，周围的公司，因为周围公司反对我们啊。
Year 2004, when the seller refused to sell to us because of the opposition from the neighboring company.
所以在那年年底的时候，十二月十八号礼拜六，我们宣告所有的牧长职整天禁食，为着我们还要不要 move on， 要往前去来祷告。
So that year 2004. On December 18th, all the elders and deacons and ministers gathered together, fasted and prayed to seek if we should move on.
啊，那天早晨的时候，神把这段经文给我，但是在牧长职聚会的时候，我都没有说。
God spoke to me that morning, but I did not share with my coworkers in the
meeting. 啊，因为我不希望我一个人的讲话影响了大家在主面前的寻求。
Because I did not want to influence their seeking of God's will.
所以那天早晨，我们前面花了好几个小时。长职同工们，大家交通自己的看法、自己的感觉。
So that morning we spent many hours sharing our thoughts and feelings.
哦，我一直到了很后半的时候，我才跟弟兄姊妹讲到这一段话。那天早晨坚固了我的心。
Until later part of the meeting, I share with my coworkers how God gave me these words to strengthen me.
哦，我们非常感谢神，我们真的是有一班同心爱主的弟兄姊妹们。
I really thank God that we have a group of brothers and sisters who love the Lord dearly.
我们一起在主的面前，凭着应许，我们向神祷告，神怎么说，事情要怎么成就。
So we pray before God and by faith, believing.Things will happen according to what he said.
因为不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，我们是靠神的灵，神一定能够做成事情。
Because not by might nor by power, but by God's will, by God's spirit. So fulfill, God will fulfill it.
而且主立了根基，他一定要完成这工。
And God has laid the foundation, so He will for sure finish it.
所以当我们那天读到说，他必搬出一块石头安在殿顶上。
So when I read that, he will lay the capstone on top of the temple.
然后说愿恩惠恩惠归于这殿。
Say grace grace to the temple.
我们心里面充满了荣耀的盼望和把握，知道主应许必要做成。
So our hearts were full of glorious assurance, knowing that God will for sure accomplish it.
所以在这一段的圣经里面，他不仅仅讲到神的全能，讲到所有的大山要在所罗巴伯面前成为平地。
So this passage not only talk about God's power, that all the mountains will become plain.
而且这段圣经讲到神的信实，他动了善工，一定成全这工。
And it also refers to God's faithfulness. He will finish the work that he started.
他立了根基，他一定完成。
He laid the foundation and he will for sure fulfill it.
他不仅仅是房角的头块石头，叫 cornerstone.
Not only he's the first cornerstone.
有一天他要在殿顶上放上 the capstone.最后一块石头上去。
One day he will place the last capstone on top of the temple.
所有看见的人都要欢呼，都要感恩，都要为这个殿求祝福。
All who saw it will shout and give thanks and bless the temple.
有姊妹，这是四年前。
So that was 4 years ago.
2004年十二月十八号，我们长子们、同工们在主面前的祷告和信心。
So these are our prayers and our faith on the December 18th, year 2004.
如果我们再重新回去，这个看我们这四年。
If we look back,
弟兄姊妹，我们是不敢再想象说有这么多的大山原来在前面等着我们。
we would not have thought there were so many great mountains ahead of us.
你看，我们一路上有这么多的大山。
We went through so many great mountains.
我今天没有时间讲了，我把这个 homework 交给大家哈。
I do not have time to go over them one by one. I'll give you the homework to do.
你自己回家去列出 the top five 的大山，我们这一段时间经过哪些特别的难处。
Please go home and list the top five mountains we have encountered throughout the process.
可能你个人的大山跟整个教会面临的大山不见得一样啊。
your personal mountains might not be the same as the mountains church encounters.
像我自己在这边列的这些大山，当然我们前面讲的那几个 get the deal, get the money, get the permit, 都是很不容易的事情，对不对？
It's like those goals that we have, get the deal, get the money, and get the permit.
你看为了要能够买到这块地曾经两次卖给别人了。
Twice this place was sold to a third party.
啊，神不是叫我们只是在那里被动懊悔的等候结果，而是叫我们起来用信心祷告。
God did not just want us to passively wait for things to happen. He wanted us to actively rise up and pray.
啊，奉主的名，执掌主的权柄，叫买方交回这块地，因为神的物该归给神。
To exercise God's power and authority by praying and command that this place.Be yielded back to God.
弟兄姊妹，被动等候事情的结局，跟我们主动起来跟神同工是很不一样的，对不对？
There's a big difference between being passively waiting and actively praying.
我希望我们这一段的经历跟我们个人的生活都要发生关系的，弟兄姊妹。
And I hope that our experience will really impact our personal life.
今天不管你在座的弟兄姊妹，你碰到怎样的难处
？No matter what difficulties or trials you are going through right now.
不要被动的等候事情的发展和结局。
Don't passively wait for things to happen.
要主动积极的起来，明白神的旨意，然后执掌神的权柄，然后来接受神的结局。
But actively rise up and seek God's will, exercise God's power, and receive God's end.
Get the money 容不容易啊？国豪。
Was it easy to get the money?
不容易。我就不晓得什么事情能叫国豪有白头发哈，结果终于他有了。
I don't know what would cause Brother Robin to have gray hair, and now he does.
我过去几年每次跟他站在一起的时候，我都不愿意跟别人讲说他只比我小一岁。
In the past years, I just refuse to admit that he's only 1 year younger than me.
不好意思说向他叔叔了，但是我白头发比他不知道多多少。
I have so much more gray hair than Brother Robin.
我说你为什么没有白头发？
How come you don't have gray hair?
你看现在有了哈。
But now he does.
一根而已。
Just one.
我们下一次改建，你还是 fundraising.
Okay, you will be responsible for raising the fund for the next sanctuary.
方言也一样哈。
And Brother
Ben too. 秃头。
He's shedding hair.
你去给我看有什么用？那个给弟兄姊妹看的。连我哥哥这次来都说，你怎么白头发一下子多这么多？
Even my brother says, how come you have so much gray hair now?
弟兄姊妹，这个 money.
Sunset construction owner says, if you cannot pay the balance in time, on time, we will withdraw all the workers.
然后礼拜四5月1号一天里面，我们有90万进来。
In one day, May 1st, we collected all the money we needed.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有一个人敢骄傲，我们就知道这是神的恩典，对不对？
None of us can be proud and boast because this is all God's grace.
所以很多的时候在难处中的时候，我常常跟念慈姊妹，我们彼此勉励，我说神的儿子在这里治理他的家。
While in trials, my wife and I often encourage each other, saying that the Son of God is over.
他是我们的所罗巴伯，他亲自带领整个圣宫。
He's our high priest Zerubbabel, and he is leading his people.
没有一个大山可以在他面前存留。
There's no mountain that can stand before him.
Get the permit 更不要说了哈。
And then it was even harder to get the permit.
我每一次看见德雄做出来的这个 video film.
Every time I view the video prepared by Brother Anthony.
我看到那个市议会那个灯板上5:2的绿灯亮，然后全场欢呼，我每次眼睛都湿了。
Whenever I see the voting result of city council, I just
你要让我讲不下道吗
？Are you gonna show it now?
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，那个中间的过程我们都知道那是什么经历哈。
We all know what kind of process we went through.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，当那天那个绿灯板一亮5:2的时候，真的是心里面敬拜神。
When we see the voting result that day, our hearts just fear and worship God.
我们不是只是欢喜神所应许的成就了。
We not only celebrate that God fulfilled His promise.
我们感觉好像彼得那天遇见的神，真认识神的时候，他在主面前俯伏说：“主，你离开我，我是个罪人。”
We felt just like Peter that day when he finally met the Lord. He says.Depart from me, Lord. I am such a sinner.
我们像约伯一样，从前风闻有你，今天亲眼见你。
Like Job says, I used to just hear about you, but today I see you with my eyes.
我相信我们的感觉是我们遇见了神。
We felt we have met God.
不是只是感谢他的作为。
We are not just thank him for his works.
而是感谢这位他所行的甚是美好的这位主，这位至大者。
But this great God, the highest, who has done excellent things.
那 我底下列的两个我觉得是很大的大山，好，但是我不知道大家觉得怎么样。
I listed two more great mountains.
我一个是讲到 get the support.
And the first is to get the support.
我们怎么可能得得到这么多弟兄姊妹在看不见的境界里面，在我们睡觉的时候他们为我们进食祷告。
How could we get so much support from brothers and sisters everywhere that even while we were sleeping, they would fast and pray for us.
他们那样子的把自己省吃俭用，把他们的心爱，把他们的累积的奉献，他们交到我们的手中，为了神家的建造。
And that they offer to us their savings and all the money that they have.
在公听会里面，神给我们带来两个天使哈 ，Gloria 跟 Melody 做这么好的见证。
And the last moment, God brought us two angels, Sister Melody and Sister Gloria, to testify for us.
昨天的那个 Peter Young， 你看这个憨憨的，但是他的见证都这么好。
And that Korean brother Peter Yoon, he spoke on our behalf.
神调兵遣将，叫万事互相效力，来叫神的旨意成就在我们身上。
God sent His people so that all things will work together for His purpose.
真的是讲不完哈。
We cannot name them all.
那第五个你知道是什么吗
？Number five.
第五个大山你们会列什么
？What would you list the fifth mountain?
轻松你会列什么？自己 ，Amen 。Exactly 就是我写的哈。Get our trust and obey.
Get our trust and obedience.
弟兄姊妹，这个真是不容易啊。
It was not easy.
我跟你说，所有神的旨意和建造，最大的大山都不在外面，而是我们这个人。
The greatest obstacle to God's will is never our things but us.
我们会有自己的意见，会有自己的看法，会在这里怀疑，会去挑战带领。
We have our opinions and our thoughts, and then we will challenge the leadership.
神岂是真说？
Did God really say?
神真会做吗？
Would God truly do?
我们会说神没有难成的事情，但是他愿意做吗？我们会有很多的怀疑。
Yes, it's true. There's nothing difficult to God, but is He willing?
神有叫我们这样子奉献吗？
Did God ask us to offer like this? We have all sorts of doubts.
我自己都忙不完了。
And I already have too much to take care of.
我自己需要钱。
And I need money myself. 但
是弟兄姊妹，我觉得这一段时间是神的灵、神的爱自己在我们中间做事。
But God's spirit and God's love is working in our midst.
我们从来没有跟弟兄姊妹要求说你必须要怎样、必须要怎样奉献。
We never demand the brothers and sisters to offer certain ways.
但是我们就看见神这么奇妙的作为在我们中间改变人的生命。
But God's wonderful works are among us to change people's lives.
但弟兄姊妹，我也必须在主面前很诚实的说哈。
But then I have to be honest.
不是我前面讲的都是假的哈。
I'm not saying that what I said just now was not true.
我觉得这些日子神把我们摆在天平上，显出我们生命的实情。
But God has placed us on the balance to expose the true condition of our life.
显出我们很多的亏欠。
And to expose a lot of our lacking.
神把我们带到风浪里面，就显出了我们里面很多的小信。
And God pull us through a storm to reveal to us our unbelief.
神把我们摆在战场上，面对哥利亚，面对这么大的仇敌，常常显出了我们的软弱。
And God places us in the battlefield to face the giant Goliath to show our weakness.
我们都经历了，也都感谢神在我们生命里面有 Delta， 有改变。
We all have experience, and we thank God that we finally have Delta in our life.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们在主面前永远要更加谦卑，知道不够。
But we should always be humble and knowing that this is not enough.
我们不是消极的，这个不满意的说还差远。
We're not just being passive and dissatisfied and say this is not good enough.
而是我们应该像保罗一样，有一个这么积极的灵。
But be like Paul with a very active and positive spirit.
不是以为已经得着了。
I do not consider I already lay hold of it.
不是我们得到的不宝贝或者不够多哈。
It does not mean that we're not cherishing or value what we already have.
而是因为保罗知道神要给的远远超过这些。
But Paul knew that God wanted to give us much more.
什么时候我们自满了
？Whenever we are content.
器皿的盖子就盖起来了。
And then the cover for the vessel is.Covered.
海再大再丰富与你无关的。
Once the lid is covered, then even the greatest ocean cannot fill it.
因为器皿被关住了。
Because this container is sealed.
所以弟兄姊妹，这些经历巴不得让我们在主的面前更加卑微，更加倒空。
I hope that these experiences will help us to be even more humble and empty before God.
我们可以更多第一手来经历它。
That we get to experience Him even more firsthand.
更多让主来改变我们，好不好
？Let God change us even more.
因为他在翻译，好不好
？OK，
Amen。真的是很重要哈，弟兄姊妹。
Yes, it's very important。
而你在这里发现所罗巴伯出来。
Then Zerubbabel came out.
他不仅仅没有一根拦树能够挡住他们。
Not only that, there's no obstacle can stop him.
而且他信实，他立了根基，他一定完成这工。
And then he laid the foundation, and he will for sure finish it.
而底下我们接着看见，不光是在面对拦树和挑战。
Not only that, while facing trials and challenges.
所罗巴伯在这里做一件更神圣的工作。
Zerubbabel even did something even more sacred.
他手拿线砣。
He was holding the plumb line.
弟兄姊妹，基督或是神的话，永远是我们建造的根据啊。
Christ and His words are always the standard of our building.
啊，他是我们，他是神整个旨意的中心。
He's the center of God's will.
他所做的事，神说你们不可以藐视。
And He, God says, do not despise what He does.
谁可以藐视这日的事为小呢？
Who has despised the day of small things?
有的翻译是说，谁可以藐视这小事的日子呢？
Who can despise the day of small things?
弟兄姊妹，只要在基督里让神工作，没有一件事是小事。
As long as you are in Christ, any of God's work is not small.
就像我新年特会的时候讲十八个弟兄讲，他说任何事情只要跟基督发生关系就是大事。
Like in New Year conference, I share with you what Brother Spark says. Anything that's related to Christ is a big thing.
这些日子不管我们做整洁，不管我们做任何事情，我们奉献，我们祷告，弟兄姊妹在神眼中没有一件事情是小事。
Whether we're doing the cleaning or praying, anything we do, there's nothing small in God's eyes.
基督在我们身上做大事。
Christ is doing something great in us.
他在改变我们。
He's changing us.
他造的房角石，你知道房角石不光是讲到是根基，是 foundation.
The cornerstone is not only a foundation.
房角石是讲到标准。
It is also the standard.
当第一块石头放下去的时候
，When you place the first stone,
它的左边成为将来所有左边方向的标准。
And the left side becomes the standard of all the rocks or stones laid on the left hand side.
他的右边，我是为了你们，所以故意用我左手当右手哈。他的右边就全部是将来右边的建造的标准。
And then the right side of the cornerstone will be the standard, the measure of all the stones laid on the right side.
所有向上的。
And all the upward stones.
基督里的建造永远往上走。
And then the build up in Christ is always upward.
它是标准。
And then the cornerstone is the
standard. 所以我们这个人该不该？被切掉该不该被神磨那是照着神照着基督的标准
Whether we should be cut here and there it's all done according to the standard of Christ
有姊妹最近有没有经历过被神改变
Have you experienced being changed by God lately
太多了太多了
Too much
我们前一阵子讲到到底神所要的是什么
Recently we talked about what God wants
神要的是被改变的生命
God wants a transformed life.
神要的是被改变的关系。
A changed relationship.
我们跟神之间的关系。
Our relationship with God.
神要的是我们被改变的生活。
And our living, our lifestyle.
我们的生活真的是以基督为中心，活在属天的
里面。So that we live a life that's Christ-centered and heavenly.
所以我们感谢主，当我们今天，我这个前几天在为着今天的信息祷告的时候。
As I was praying for today's message.
哎呀，我就突然里面。想起撒迦利亚书第四章了。
And I remember Zechariah chapter 4.
因为在四年前，当主把这句话给我的时候
，When the Lord first gave me this passage 4 years ago，
我就在主的面前有一个心愿，就是当有一天我们真正买下来、盖下来，我们在主面前聚会的时候。
So I had a desire before God that if when one day finally we have this place，
我一定要引用这段圣经来彼此跟弟兄姊妹勉励。
I would use this passage to encourage my brothers and sisters.
因为他怎么样子立的殿的根基，他要完成这工。
Because how he laid the foundation of the temple, he will for sure finish.
他是 Alpha, 他是 Omega, 他是首先的，他是幕后，他是始，他是终。
He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first and the last.
他怎么说事情怎么成就，他动了善功，他一定成全。
Things will happen just according to what he said. He started the work, he will finish it.
在弟兄姊妹，我们要感谢神。
So we ought to thank God.
所以我们知道神在我们中间还有更大更深的工作要做。
We know that God has even greater and deeper work to do.
在我们个人身上也是这样。
On us individually.
他四年来这么信实地坐在我们身上。
Four years he has been working in us faithfully.
所以我们可以放心地在主的面前，在主里面好好祷告。有一天我会越来越像主。
So we can be rest assured and pray that one day we will be more like him.
这个教会会越来越像主。
And this church will become more and more like Christ.
只要我们肯让所罗巴伯拉线砣在我们的身上。
As long as we're willing to let Zerubbabel to lay the plumb line in our midst.
神光照我们就改正。
When God enlightens us, we can be corrected.
神责备我们就悔改。
When God rebukes, let's repent.
而神要求我们就顺服。
When God demands, we obey.
神带领我们就跟随。
When God leads, we follow.
而弟兄姊妹，神运行，我们就在里面顺服他。
When God works, we obey.
你要发现这个改变生命的大能要在我们中间进行。
Then this great transformation power will work among us.
那个荣耀的建造，每一天都在我们身上进行。
That glorious work of construction will be done on us.
所以我们希望我们在这里不是一个空洞的会幕。
So I hope this is, will not just be an empty tabernacle.
什么时候神的同在不在了？
Whenever God's presence is not here.
什么时候约柜不在了？
Whenever the ark of testimony is not
there. 什么时候神的祝福、神的喜悦离开我们？
Whenever God's blessing and delight depart from us.
就算有全世界最漂亮的教会，也是一个空洞的会幕。
Even if we have the most beautiful church in the world, it will be like an empty tabernacle.
基督必须是我们的中心。
Christ has to be the center of our life.
所以我们礼拜五在这里做最后预备的时候。
While we were doing the last minute preparation on Friday night,
我曾经请弟兄姊妹做一件事，你们记得吗？
Do you remember I asked brothers and sisters to do one thing?
看你们 memory 还好不好？才两天。
Do you still remember?
啊？讲好多次了。我讲好多事啊！我叫你们做了一件事，记不记？啊？排椅子。我叫你们。
yeah,
你们都只记得我的坏事，都不记得我的好事。我不是光叫你们排椅子，我叫你们起来看椅子。
To pray.
去
祷告。
去看每一个白椅子还空着的椅子。
Okay, to look at all the empty seats.
记不记得了，老先生啊，老姊妹，不是老弟兄。你们都忘记了，我叫你们看在座周围四周看一遍所有的白椅子。
Yeah, I told you to look around the empty seats around you.
不要浪费这些地方。
Don't waste this place.
当那个白椅子有一天有人坐下来的。
One day you set the chair and hopefully it will be filled.
弟兄姊妹，又有一个蒙恩的罪人，他可以逃避了神永远的愤怒，他得救了。
If the seat is filled, that means a sinner is saved.
我们要出去传福音啊。
So we need to go out and share the gospel.
当那个椅子被人坐下去的时候。
When the seat is occupied.
我们可以知道可能有一个浪子他回家了，蒙爱的儿女。
Probably a prodigal son has returned home.
哦，当那个椅子又被人坐上去的时候。
When the chair is being occupied.
弟兄姊妹，神可能又带着一个属灵的同伴，一个蒙召的祭司，要来跟我们一起侍奉神。
Maybe God has brought another priest to serve with us.
我们说过，我们身上这么多尊贵的身份，我们是蒙恩的罪人，蒙爱的儿女，蒙召的祭司。
We are beloved children of God. We are blessed sinner, and we are called priest.
我们决定不能够让这些椅子白白空在这里。
We cannot let these seats stay empty.
我们甚至巴不得连地毯上有人坐都没有关系。
We even hope that people can feel even can sit on the floor.
我们就算短期没有力量坐那边，连这个伯利恒大厅有500个位置，我们可以放荧幕的。
The fellowship hall can also seat 500 people with projection.
我相信这些年你们对我的认识，你都知道我真的不是求人多。
I'm sure by now you have known me well enough that I do not go for numbers only.
人越多越难治理，越难带领的。
The bigger the congregation, the harder to lead.
但是当我们摸着了父神的心。
But whenever we enter into the heart of the Father,
当我们真看见十字架，主耶稣在十字架上所流的血是为了万民的。
And we see that the blood shed on the cross is for all nations.
当我们真去思想神造人给人最崇高的意义和价值，是让我们可以成为君尊的祭司，侍立在神的面前。
And we ponder upon the purpose of man's creation, so that we can become holy.Priest standing before God.
我们可以一生活在神的面前，成为侍奉他的人。
That we can live before God and serve Him all our life.
弟兄姊妹，这是人最高的价值。
And that is our highest life purpose.
我们就巴不得所有的位置都坐满了这样子的人。
And we hope that all these seats will be filled with such people.
我们要为神家祷告。
So let's pray for house of God.
最后在我结束的时候。
Before I end today.
因为是我们新进来。
Since we just entered here.
我必须要回到我们去年刚进来的时候我所说的话。
I have to go back to what I said when we first entered into this place last year.
这一批第一批亲自经历神恩典、神带领的这一班弟兄姊妹。
I hope that we as the first group of people experiencing God's guidance.
我们能够为神家振风气。做榜样。
We will establish a good culture for God's house.
所有将来陆陆续续会有新的人进来。
So that the newcomers that follow us.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们在这里能够树立一个很好的家风。
That we will establish a good family culture.
既然神的同在，基督是中心，我们都这么宝贝。
Since we cherish God and then that He is our first and our center.
借着我们的行动来见证，来证明，来传这样子的信心。
Let's testify our message with our actions.
所以我请求弟兄姊妹不要小看迟到的事情。
So I hope brothers and sisters will not take lightly of being late.
如果我们真是来朝见万王之王、荣耀的神、天地的主。
If we are here to worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lord of Heaven and Earth.
不仅仅要准时，而且要预备好礼物要来献给神。
Not only that we should come here on time, but prepared to offer gifts to Him.
我们要在这里献上赞美。
We should offer our praises.
我们要把最深的敬拜来归给这位荣耀的神。
Give him our deepest and highest worship.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我真的求弟兄姊妹，我们真的是一起来爱他，来树立这样子的风气。
I ask brothers and sisters to together love him and build a good culture.
你能够早来参加会前，跪在这里的安静祷告，太好了。
If you can come earlier to come here and wait upon the Lord, that would be even better.
如果你真是有孩子的问题。
If you have a problem, if you have a children issues,
其实你早晨八点多来，你会发现我们中间很多的父母亲啊，在这里服侍的弟兄姊妹，他们的孩子两个、三个都是小萝卜头，小小的。
Actually, many of our co-workers will come on Sunday morning, early morning. They have little children too.
我上次说还有小 baby 才两个多月，父母亲比弟兄姊妹早来一个多钟头，为了当招待。
Even parents with a young babies like 2 or 3 months old, they will come early and be ushers.
要补觉，别的时间补觉。
You can always make up your sleep some other time.
礼拜天神的日子，我们都愿意把最好的给神。
So Sunday is the Lord's day. Let's give our best to Him.
我昨天晚上12点多睡觉，我早晨5点多就起来。
I went to bed after midnight and I got up at 5.
我们需要为着信息祷告，为着今天祷告。
I need to pray for my message and pray for today.
弟兄姊妹啊，你需要睡觉，我也需要睡觉。
Yes, you need sleep, so do I.
你需要睡觉，那些妈妈们，他们的小 baby 才两个月，或是不到两年的，他们都需要睡觉。
You need to sleep, and so do the moms with the little children.
我们为神家正风气，好不好？
But let's establish a good culture here.
不要是因为是余弟兄要求要准时，这个没有价值。
Do not do it simply because brother you requested. That's no value.
而是我们心里面因为爱耶稣，我们是来朝见神，我们预备好了。
But because we love Jesus, we're here to worship Him. Therefore, we come prepared.
从礼拜六晚上就开始预备。
Let's prepare our hearts starting Saturday night.
让孩子可以早睡觉。
Let rush your children to bed early.
把明天去教会要带的东西全部准备好。
And prepare everything that you need to prepare to go to church.
早上跳进衣服，套上衣服就出来了。
So as soon as you get up.Jump into your clothes and take off.
我这是对年轻人讲的，因为他们裤子脱完就两个桶在地上。
I'm talking to young people because after they took off their pants, they're like they're just standing right there.
然后很多爸爸妈妈都为了等你们年轻人，你们其实最简单的，一拉就起来了嘛。
Actually, a lot of parents are waiting for the young people, but actually for you guys, just jump into the pants that you took off last night.
早上要来敬拜神，我们来振风气，好不好？
We're here to worship God. Let's establish the good culture.
啊，第二件事情，我们说到神，我们昨天讲的神家的三个重要的事，第一个神的同在，第二个是什么？爱哈，神的爱。
Yesterday we talked about the three characteristics of house of God. First is God's presence and God's love.
神的爱在我们中间，我们能爱也是因为神先爱我们。
We love God because He first loved us.
所以我们不光爱神，我们也彼此相爱。
Not only we love God, we love one another too.
所以我希望在教会里面大家充满了爱，充满了关怀。
We will be full of love and care for each other.
我很高兴今天年轻的孩子们都在，你们现在这些的孩子们比较大，比较成熟哈。
These young people today here, you're older and more mature.
因为我跟你们打招呼，你们至少都还跟我打招呼。
When I say hi to you, at least you will say hi to me too.
那很多小萝卜头就不知道我是人还是看不见的风一样。
Sometimes I feel I'm kind of invisible to the little kids.
我说嗨嗨嗨，你今天还没跟我打招呼，他转身就跑掉了。
Sometimes I say hi hi hi, you haven't even say hi to me, and then they just turn around and run away.
但是稀奇的是，他爸爸妈妈在的时候，他就于伯伯好。
But then when their parents are there, they will say hi Uncle Yu.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要加油。
So we still need to work hard.
我们要彼此，为什么圣经上说要彼此切实相爱
？That's why the Bible says love one another.
这个老亚当的生命，加利法利赛人的生命，从小就有的。
Because we have the life of Pharisees since youth.
啊、希望我们一起加油好不好、
so、let's all work hard together、
啊、我们碰到面打招呼
say、greet each other、
啊、我们学习问候
and greet each other、
啊、我们不是把言语挂在嘴巴上而已我们用行动来证明
and not just with、words of mouth but also with our actions
但是也千万不要误会言语不重要言语还是很重要
the words are still very important
所以当爹的今天回家都要跟你的太太说谢谢啊
so、those fathers and husbandsGo home and say thanks to your wife.
当儿女的都要跟爸爸妈妈说谢谢，这个话还是很重要的。
Children, go home and say thanks to your parents.
啊，我们希望我们神家第二个正风气啊。
So let's establish good culture here.
第三个，我们一起来爱神家。
Then let's love God's house together.
这是都还记得，这是我去年讲的三件事，对不对
？Remember, these are the three things I said last year.
场地，神给我们这么大的恩典。
God gave us such a big.
我们要一起来保护它，来爱护它。
Let's cherish, protect it, and love it.
然后我看到英文组的教室被小朋友进去弄黑色的 marker 涂在墙上，我就好心疼。
When I see marks on the walls, then I feel so bad.
年轻人帮忙抬东西，不小心撞到墙就留下痕迹。有心，但是我们要还要更小心。
And then I see the marks left on the wall because we're moving around. So let's be careful.
我不晓得你们有没有注意到这么漂亮的十字架底下已经有一条凹进去的痕迹了、
oh, and then there's also some mark on the wall.
所以弟兄姊妹我们 要真的一起来爱神家
Let's love this house together.
我们都不喜欢神家招小偷虽然这个地方在 工程期间附近只要有 construction 差不多招小偷、啊、
And we don't like this house to be broken inI know that this happens to almost all the construction sites in this neighborhood.
但是我们更希望神家的破坏不是从自己来的。
But I hope all the damages are not from within our house.
从自己的疏忽，在主面前不懂得感恩，没有 discipline 造出来的。
I hope the damages will not be caused by our negligence and not being careful.
我们一起来爱这个家。
Let's love this house together.
因为在这个家有神的同在。
Because there's God's presence here.
因为在这个家有神伟大的工作正在进行。
And God is doing His great work in this house.
因为在这个家，神给了我们这么多可爱的弟兄姊妹，是同伴，是兄弟姐妹。
And in this house, God has given us so many wonderful brothers and sisters as companions.
神的同在在这。
And God's presence is here.
神的爱在这。
And God's love is here.
而第三个，我们说过，希望这个教会充满了神的话。
And we hope this church is full of God's words.
主的话是我们的生命，是我们的满足。
God's words are our life and our satisfaction.
主的话也是我们的使命，要道成肉身。
And that's also our commission that we will be testimony of the incarnation of Christ.
你如果平常不知道怎么祷告
，If you do not know how to pray,
为神家祷告这三件事情。
Pray for these three things for the house of God.
求神的同在，神的灵常常充满这殿。
As God's presence and God's spirit often fill this place.
求神的爱真是充满在我们中间。
And that the love of God be filled among us.
人不仅仅在这里遇见神的爱，我们也来爱神。
Not only that, people will meet God's love here, we will also love God.
人不仅仅享受神的爱，也享受肢体之间彼此切实的相爱。
Not only that we enjoy the love from God, also love from one another.
第三，我们希望神的话充满在我们中间。
And we hope God's words will fill us.
不是只是讲台、主日学、诗歌的信息而已。
Not only from the pulpit or Sunday schools or messages.
而是神的话真的是丰盛的生命出来了。
But God's words will be manifested as abundant life.
而是神圣的使命领导我们。
And a holy commission will come upon us.
啊，借着我们神家的风气，我们来见证道成为肉身，丰丰满满的有恩典、有真理在我们中间。
Through a good family culture that together testified that the word became flesh and He came upon us full of grace and truth.
我们一起有个祷告，然后完的时候，我们一起来唱啊、我们的诗歌十七首。请 worship 团队到上面来，我们一起祷告。
Let's have a prayer, then we will sing hymn 17.
主，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts thank you.
我们为着你的同在和祝福，我们感谢你。
We thank you for your presence and your blessing.
我们为着你的信实和大能的作为，我们感谢你。
We thank you for your faithfulness and your mighty works.
主，我们为着你那不改变的爱和荣耀的计划，我们感谢你。
We thank you for your unchanging love and your glorious plan.
我们为着你给我们这么多可爱的属灵同伴。弟兄姊妹，我们感谢你。
We thank you for giving us so many wonderful brothers and sisters and companions.
我们求你永远不丢弃我们。
We ask that you will never forsake us.
我们更求你让我们一生活在你的旨意中讨你喜悦。
We ask that we will forever live in your will and please you.
我们特别为着我们今天在座所有做母亲的献上感谢。
We especially thank all the mothers here.
你纪念他们 多日多年在你面前的辛劳。
You remember their late hard labors in many years.
你祝福他们。
And bless them.
我们也求你使用每一个母亲。
And we ask that you will use every mother.
借着你给他们特殊的角色和影响力能够为神家培育宝贝的器皿。
Through their special role and responsibility, they will raise up good vessels for God's house.
我们为着摆在前面的路，我们感谢你。
And we thank you for the path in front of us.
让神的儿女真在你面前可以大喊并大唱。
That we can shout and with great joy.
因为我们的前途更光明。
Because our future is so bright.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
为着所有的恩典，我们感谢你。
We thank you for all your blessing and grace.
祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.年轻的孩子，你们在家有没有机会大喊大叫
啊？ Young people, you don't have a chance to shout and sing at home.
我们把我们的心都向他敞开来。
Let's open our hearts wide toward him.
在我们中间，以色列的圣者乃为至大。
In our among us, the Holy One of Israel is the highest.
他所行的甚是美好。
And he has done excellent things.
让我们来赞美，我们来感谢。
Let's praise and thank him.
我们再唱第一节跟第四节，好不好？
Let's sing stanzas 1 and 4.